Lincoln Project allegedly solicited contact from TikTok teens on Twitter. By Kyle Olson on February 1, 2021. The Lincoln Project, a group of boomer anti-Trump political consultants, one of whom was allegedly sent inappropriate messages to young men, is accused of soliciting teenagers on Twitter. In June, someone from the group, which unrelentingly attacked President Trump and Republican candidates in ads and on social media, allegedly posted this. Lincoln doesn't know much about K-pop stans or TikTok teens. But I welcome them to this great cause, and want to understand more, an unidentified person from the organization wrote. If you stan K-pop or are a teen on TikTok and want to help, or if you can explain this phenomenon, sick, to me, please contact at Project Lincoln ASAP. It is not clear if any teenagers contacted the organization as a result of the solicitation. A K-pop stan is an enthusiastic and active fan of Korean pop music, according to Wired. They tend to be school-aged children. A day prior to the Lincoln Project tweet, the magazine noted K-pop stans and Gen Z TikTokers were involved in inflating the reservation numbers for a Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma that ended up being mostly empty. But the Lincoln Project's solicitation was seen differently on Sunday after 21 young men claimed co-founder John Weaver sent them inappropriate messages, including one who claimed they began when he was 14 years old. The Lincoln Project, which aired ads against President Donald Trump during his re-election and other Republican candidates, sought to distance itself from the group's co-founder. John Weaver led a secret life that was built on a foundation of deception at every level. He is a predator, a liar, and an abuser. We extend our deepest sympathies to those who were targeted by his deplorable and predatory behavior. We are disgusted and outraged that someone in a position of power and trust would use it for these means. The totality of his deceptions are beyond anything any of us could have imagined, and we are absolutely shocked and sickened by it. Like so many, we have been betrayed and deceived by John Weaver. We are grateful beyond words that at no time was John Weaver in the physical presence of any member of the Lincoln Project. Allegations first surfaced in mid-January that Weaver had allegedly attempted to use his position to obtain sexual favors from young men. At that point, he claimed he was homosexual. "The truth is that I'm gay. And that I have a wife and two kids who I love," Weaver responded to Axios. "My inability to reconcile those two truths has led to this agonizing place. To the men I made uncomfortable through my messages that I viewed as consensual mutual conversations at the time, I am truly sorry," Weaver said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.